Clearing the field is a very simple exercise we can use just before falling off to sleep. In the yoga traditions, the experience of sleep is a very special and important time. A deep spiritual experience happens here. Let's begin. Once you feel ready, begin to prepare for the clearing meditation. Position yourself in bed, lying on your back in supine position, and see how comfortable you can get. You may want to gently support your neck or perhaps a pillow under your knees. Just the right amount of bedding so that you're comfortably warm. And now, when you're ready, close your eyes and settle in. Let's begin by doing several deep, full yogic breaths. Nice, full, deep breath, and let it out with a sigh. Let your whole body relax. With each exhale, let the body relax a little more and more. And begin to identify with the out-breath. Soft belly. Body surrendering into the safe support of the bed. Just for a moment, let's gently scan through the body, grounding awareness. Once again, bring awareness right up to the crown of the head and gently scan from the top to the bottom of the body. Feel the brow, face, jaw. Notice if your neck is relaxed and your head in just the right position so the neck feels comfortable. Relax the shoulders, back, arms. Scan down across the front of the body. Feel the chest, the belly. Make sure you're positioned so the breathing is full and deep, natural. Notice if there's any tightness or holding now in the pelvis and hips. And let that go. Let the whole body release. The legs, heavy, relaxed. And scan all the way down to the feet. Can you feel a sense of the whole body now? The whole body breathing together, relaxing a little more and more on each out-breath. Heavy, surrendered to the wave of breath. As you scan the day, methodically moving moment by moment, the witness knows exactly where to go. See if you can trust your witness to draw forth each of those moments. Each of those moments which was left unintegrated. Each of those moments that needs healing. as we practice, notice how reliable the witness is. The witness moves you onward, always toward wholeness. The witness knows the way home. Trust it. And as you explore emotions that may be difficult, notice again if they're trapped as energy in any part of the body, breathe right into the energy, relax around it, actively feel, watch, and allow. As you open to any experiences from the day that may have been difficult, notice if they're still stuck a little bit in your body. And let your awareness move to any area of stuckness. Tight, dense, holding on. Begin by relaxing your belly. Notice if your belly's gotten a little tight. Soften. Let the wave of breath roll in and out. It's okay. Trust it. Full, deep breath. Now notice where you're tight. Where you've contracted a little bit, where there's a little holding or resistance, let it soften. If you'd like, scan through the body again and systematically cue all those muscles to relax. Breathe, relax. And now move in. Take awareness right into that feeling. Actively investigating. You can stay with it. Just for a moment now, move in. Feel the energy there. The quality of energy. How it's stuck. If it's moving. Stay right on it. Stay right with it, right with the wave. Breathe. Relax. Feel. Bring in the witness. No judgment now. It's all okay. You can make room for it. Wave of breath moving in and out. Relaxed, actively feeling. Coaching yourself here. No judgment. And now surrender. Let the wave of prana move through you unobstructed and plunge into it. Surrender into this wave of feeling. Trust it. You know how to do it. Let go. Let it take you. Take you to completion with this stuckness. Breathe. Relax. Stay on the wave. Feel. Watch. Allow. Now take a risk here and dive in. Let go. Plunge in. Stay with it. Trust it to take you right to the end. You can make so much room for this feeling. It's absolutely okay. And now travel with your awareness right back to the beginning of this day. Can you remember? Let your mind gently scan through the day, moment by moment, hour by hour, experience by experience. And notice if there were feelings that arose during this day for which you could not make room. Maybe difficult feelings, anger, hurt, selfishness, or greed, hatred, regret. As you scan through your day, stop when you come to one of these difficult moments, when it emerges into your field, and see if you can make space to allow for whatever emerged there. Visualize opening your arms to even the most difficult emotions. Yes, even hatred. Hatred was never healed by hatred. Let it go. As you encounter difficult moments, see if you can surround them with compassion. What is it that you have most trouble making room for? Take a risk. Open up and make room even for that. Even you. Anger, regret, remorse. Come back in. You do not need to go into exile. You can make room for every single part of you. And if you encounter something you simply cannot make space for, some exile you cannot bring in, well, make room for that too. It's okay. Everything is okay now. Surrender into your humanness. Knowing that suffering only ends when you stop resisting the way it is and the way you are. So let it be. Absolutely okay, just the way you've been today. everything is okay. And now, go back again in awareness to the very beginning of the day. And this time, as you scan, once again, ask yourself the question, what were the moments of happiness today? Invite forward those little moments of joy or happiness that we have each day, and let yourself be surprised. Let each one emerge into the foreground of your awareness and receive the great gift of a moment of happiness, peace, joy, effortlessness. Such a blessing. Moving systematically through the day. Inviting forward those moments of contentment. And just for a moment, savoring the nectar of that sweet contentment again. Drink it in. Take it way down into the cells of your body. Happiness. Joy. Freely given, freely received. Little miracles throughout the day. And as you open to each one, if you'd like, feel your gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you for this and for this. Revisiting each moment. Surrendering into a river of happiness. And once again, if difficult feelings continue to emerge, surrounding them with compassion. Room for you too. Nothing to push away. The 10,000 things are just as they are. This day is just as it has been. Open to it all. And let it be absolutely okay. As you begin to open to the moment of happiness, let yourself feel it in the body. Where is it? What does happiness feel like? Taste the sweetness of happiness. What is that sweetness? Notice how it moves in the body. Sukha, sweetness. F- feel it anywhere it is. And let your whole body open to it. Explore happiness as if you'd never been there before. Begin to create neuropathways into happiness. What's it like? Cultivate it. Draw it forth. Investigate it as a new landscape. Survey the whole landscape of happiness. And see if you can feel so at home here. Notice the texture, the color. The movement, the rhythm of happiness, and greet it as an old friend with whom you're getting reacquainted. Scan through the body if you'd like and notice, where does happiness show up in the body? What's it like precisely? Investigate. Get curious. Learn something absolutely new about happiness. Let it become a friend that you can call on anytime. Happy, joyful, peaceful. This is home territory from which we remain so often exiled. And as the music begins to play softly, repeat our mantra. Everything is absolutely okay just now. I am safe. I am safely held and soothed. I am held in the arms of a beneficent universe. Thank you. Surrender the weight of the body. Surrender into the river of sleep. Trusting. You could just let go now.